Hello and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week. In this edition, we'll be discussing the state of educational programs for compliance officers with Gerald Manwa, former global head of financial crime compliance at Barclays. He is now senior director of compliance programs at the Fordham University School of Law. In October, the university began offering a master's degree in corporate compliance that does not require a background in law. It's a supplement to a separate program for lawyers who want to specialize in the compliance field. Manwa told us more about the new academic program and the decision made to have separate tracks for both lawyers and non-lawyers.
We have two degrees, two master's degrees that have a specialty in compliance. So about a year ago, we began with the LLM degree, which is the Master of Laws degree in corporate compliance, and that started in the fall of 2014. And so we've had students who entered from fall 2014, the spring of 2015, and now the fall of 2015. As of January, we have a new degree, which is known as the Master of Studies in Law, an MSL, also in corporate compliance, but this new degree that we would have from spring of 2016 would not require a law degree. So it's a specialization in corporate compliance, but the difference between the last degree that we had, the LLM, and the MSL, is that the MSL does not require a previous degree in law.
We asked Manwa about the move from the corporate world to that of academia. How does his past experience, notably at Barclays, influence his approach in this new environment for him?
I've been involved in compliance for about 20 plus years. I've worked at five large global financial institutions, so I've seen the evolution of compliance, you know, when it was really, in infancy, when it was not as established as it is now. And I've seen the growth in censures and the way in which the dynamic regulatory environment has heightened the regulatory expectations. So I've worked in these large five financial institutions, and I've always had an interest in education and learning. And I started with Fordham in January of this year as an adjunct, and also provided some support to Fordham in the compliance curriculum and looking at the compliance programs. It was a natural fit for me because I've always had this not just interest, but very involved in creating education and learning programs for compliance officers in many of my previous employment.
Many are new to the compliance world, and it's a constantly evolving career path. We asked Manwa, with his 15 years experience, to share his thoughts on this evolution.
So I've seen it, you know, in the building blocks, so I've helped, you know, in building, enhancing, remediating, looking at regulatory inquiries, looking at regulatory censures, and helping with the remediation to satisfy the regulators. So I've seen the evolution of compliance when, you know, the censures were not very high. I've seen them grow to hundreds of millions of dollars, and now we see them in some instances in billions of dollars.
Much of a successful compliance program involves training. Does this offer an advantage when a former compliance head becomes a teacher?
Absolutely. A significant part of the program is having a comprehensive end-to-end training program for the various lines of defense within a financial institution. And so I've had a lot of experience in not just creating generic training for all staff, but tailored comprehensive training for not just the lines of the businesses, but also for the professional development of compliance officers.
What unique challenges were there in developing programs for both lawyers and non-lawyers?
For the most part, a large part of the curriculum will be common in terms of the course offerings. In the real world, not everybody who is a successful or competent compliance officer today is a lawyer. We've seen the evolution of the compliance department, you know, having in many instances being part of a legal department. But if you look at successful compliance departments today and where you see the evolution of it, it's not necessary for you to be a lawyer or to have a legal background per se. A large part of the compliance department may have a legal background, but you have a number of skill sets. You have people who would come from a regulatory background, an auditing background, you know, a control background. So what you need is that diversity of backgrounds and experiences, because in order to develop a robust end-to-end compliance program, you need to have a varied skill set, because you have to deal with a number of processes, policies, risk assessments, and you have a large dependency on technology, so that you have the need to have a diverse set of people, so that for even to provide employment or people who seek employment in compliance, you would not only want to staff the compliance department with people who have a legal background. So the programs at Fordham were designed this way so that people can get to understand, you know, how to build an end-to-end compliance program, you know, look at some of the understanding the regulatory environment, looking at a number of things in terms of risk assessment, financial crime, etc. And so the program is tailored in a way that if you have a legal background, you certainly can subscribe to some of the more case-heavy courses, but we do have a comprehensive program for the people who do not have a legal background, as well as, you know, creating some introductory courses in understanding law and thinking like a lawyer, etc.
We asked Manwar about the demand for compliance officers. We see that demand outpace availability, especially in the financial sector. Was that a consideration when developing the new program? What backgrounds does he see drawn to the profession? We asked Manwar for his predictions regarding the educational landscape for compliance officers and would-be compliance officers moving forward.
I think that because of the, if you look today in terms of employment opportunity and you just Google compliance officer, you go on a search engine for employment and you look at compliance officer, you would literally see thousands of jobs, and you go to some of the major recruiters in this space and you would see that, you know, the demand far outweighs the supply of trained, seasoned personnel in this space. So the program that at Fordham would allow people who either have been, you know, just introduced to compliance or who want to get into the space to be able to understand what is meant by a end-to-end compliance program, what are the elements of it, what would be required. So they would see really law in action in developing the components of a successful and robust compliance program, having looked at the basis of the program, which is, you know, certainly some law or regulation that they need to comply with.
That's all the time we have for today. We've been speaking to Gerald Manwar, former Global Head of Financial Crime Compliance at Barclays, now Senior Director of Compliance Programs at the Fordham University School of Law. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer at Compliance Week. Thank you for listening.
Oh, I think there are many backgrounds, people who have done just business management, who have worked in the business, who understand, you know, financial products or any kind of business that is highly regulated. You have a lot of people who are involved in auditing or in any, even in technology, who are looking at the space in compliance. And you have a lot of people who have worked at, say, a regulator who may want to transition from being a regulator to a financial services compliance officer. Yes, I see more and more schools getting involved in this area. You can actually see a lot of schools that have now started to include compliance courses within their programs. You see, you know, differing specialties. You have people who now specialize in healthcare compliance or compliance in financial services, financial crime, particularly related to anti-money laundering. You would see a lot of certification programs. So it's going to be a dynamic space going forward in terms of, you know, standardized certifications or, you know, differing educational opportunities, because we also have internally the large compliance departments also wanting to ensure that they have a professional development program for their employees, so that sometimes there would be these programs that are developed for specific institutions so that their own employees can have access to continuing education in the space.